Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Airy. Bibbs, it's good to hear from you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well in this sweltering heat. How are you doing there?
I'm in a very cold air-conditioned studio, but frankly, it's better than being outside standing in the heat, so I'm not going to complain.
So you're in a bubble of sorts, are you?
I am in a bubble. You know what? A wonderful segue. I know you planned it that way. I know you put the saucer pass right there, and so I can only tap it into the net here. I have a wide open yawning cage. Phase 3 and 4, the plans came out. I was awfully impressed, Bibbs, by the NHL's sort of attention to detail for all of this. Did that leave you feeling better about their chances to successfully pull this off?
Well, I think it does make a lot of us feel that way, but it's not surprising. It's no disrespect to the other sports, which I don't know a lot about, and I don't follow what their protocols are, so I can't speak for them. But I know the NHL wanted to be detailed here, and I know the hockey guys are detailed. I've always respected these guys, the way they go about their business and how they conduct themselves. Doesn't surprise me they try to do it this way. It's no guarantee. But I think they're doing the best they can here. And it almost seems like it's going to be a miracle if any of these sports can get through all this.
It does. I think hockey's got the best plan. And I think – I want to know if you agree with this. I think they could have maybe tried to go one extra mile and try to quarantine the teams once camp starts. But I do feel like if they can make it to July 26th and get to the bubble, I actually do have a good amount of faith that hockey will then pull this off. Because it does seem like that situation is pretty safe.
Yeah, it does. You know, I'm hoping they can. I guess they feel if they can get everybody, I don't know if segregated is the right word or not, but just in that situation where they're all healthy and they're testing correctly, once they're in that situation, I think they feel like if they can get everybody there, that then they'll be able to move on to kind of another step but they're going to, trust me, any of these teams that will move forward, they're not going to want to jeopardize their opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. I mean, let's face it. I know what it's all about. It's a childhood dream, and a lot of guys haven't achieved that. And even guys that have are running out of time to write history for themselves. So if they get into the playoff segment of this and move on forward, obviously, the numbers are going to diminish in terms of the teams. I think it should become easier, and it should become easier to become even more disciplined at that point.
Speaking of that opportunity that teams have, if you're Mike Sullivan and you're trying to put together your forward lines, and I know there have been some injuries, but you still got maybe extra options there, does Patrick Marleau's status as a guy that's chasing it sort of weigh extra heavily if you're Mike Sullivan and you're trying to set up who you're going to ice out there, especially in that bottom six?
Yeah, you know, I think when they picked up Patrick Marleau, it was for several reasons. His leadership, his pursuit of the Stanley Cup individually, what he's done in his career, both on a national level and in the National Hockey League. you know, his numbers, the way he has performed, his leadership abilities speak for themselves. I don't really have to speak for Patrick Marleau. You know, he's a liability. He's never a liability at all, regardless of if he's playing 6 minutes a game or 16 minutes a game. He's going to fit in. He's going to be a positive for the team. He's going to contribute in so many ways, both on and off the ice. That's a no-brainer when you pick up a guy like that. So I don't know where he's going to fit. He's a guy that can fit in your bottom six, as you talk about. But if any injuries happen, and they're going to happen, undoubtedly, they're definitely going to happen, unquestionably. So he's going to be able to play in any role. Listen, when you're winning games and you want to preserve a lead in the third period, you can't get a guy like Patrick Marleau on the ice enough. And that's where guys like Scotty Bowman were so good, and Bob Johnson, and realizing that, hey, we got guys that can score goals that can kind of get us that lead, but they don't have to play big minutes in that third period. Patrick Marleau could be sitting in the first and second and play 10 minutes in the third period because he's the guy you want out there that's going to get the puck out of your zone, get it deep, get to the bench, change at the right time, make all the right decisions. That's the kind of guy you want.
How would you structure those top two lines if you were sitting here today? What do you think is the best fit with Crosby and Malkin centering those top two as far as wingers, Bibbs?
No, I think right now what you have, I think you might have to move Gensel to Malkin's line. It's hard for me to say, but you made some moves, Jim Rutherford here along the way, and some of the picks you made when Gensel went down, and then, you know, I think Gensel was the common denominator for Crosby and Malkin this year. When I hear people around the National Hockey League talk about all these teams that are going to benefit from this time off and guys that are coming back, it's funny, I don't hear a lot about Jake Gensel, and these guys are just, they're out of the loop. They're missing it. I think he's the key guy for the Penguins. I think he could bring them to the promised land. I think he probably fits on the second line, and if you consider Malkin the second line, and I think with some of the moves that Rutherford makes, you just keep some other guys playing with Sidney Crosby, and you hope that you get two, you know, powerful lines right there to get it done.
We got about 60 seconds left, so we'll wrap up this week with our Penguins insider Bob Airy this way. What is the? I think it's established now, Bibbs, that people assume Matt Murray is going to get the start in the first game whenever we get to that point. But how long of a leash should he have from Mike Sullivan?
Well, it'll be just like the regular season, and I don't even know. I wouldn't even call it a leash. I mean, I think that these guys were a 1-2 tandem this year. Tristan Jarry was fantastic. He's earned the ability to play. I don't think you want to tax Matt Murray. I think any himself coming into a situation like this, which is more like a tournament, you don't want to get hurt, and you don't want to tax the player. I don't know exactly what the schedule is going to be. So, you know, you could have a situation where Matt Murray could win a couple of games and Tristan Jarry could still come in. I don't consider it a leash. I consider it a luxury. And I think for the Pittsburgh Penguins, they'll use it that way, and they will not hesitate at all in any situation to go to Tristan Jarry. As a matter of fact, he might already be in their plans to play a game two or three, schedule dictating.
Bibbs, it was a pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you about actual hockey. Make sure you're staying cool and beating the heat, maybe with some water, just not on the golf course if you're teeing off, all right?
Well, it's something like water, and I'm doing my best, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to I'm really fired up for these games, guys. I can't wait to see the puck drop.
So are we. We'll talk to you again next week, Bob. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Bob Airy right there, our Penguins analyst. We love talking to him, and we're getting closer.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.